In Brazil today, the city of Salvador will host its final World Cup game as Costa Rica takes on the Netherlands. Fans attending the match can get an unusual treat. A local delicacy is for sale just outside the stadium. The story of how that came to be may well be more remarkable than the game's outcome. NPR's Russell Lewis reports on a group of Brazilian women who took on the world's biggest soccer governing body and won.
On game day, Brazil's 12 World Cup stadiums are electric. The stadiums are all different, constructed to reflect the region. Natal's arena has a wavy beach dune style. The stadium in Manaus looks like a woven basket. But inside, you'd never know you're in Brazil. Budweiser is an official beer seller. Coke's got the soda market cornered. Other menu items include hot dogs, cheeseburgers, and turkey sandwiches. It's almost impossible to find any Brazilian fare on the menu. FIFA puts on the World Cup. It's often criticized for its lavishness and high costs to stage the games, not to mention what's seen as its unwillingness to compromise, especially when protecting sponsors. But then FIFA met Rita Santos and her passion. On any given day, she and her friends are here in this lovely part of Salvador called the Pelourinho, making the popular street food acarajé. She uses a large spoon to mash up beans, onions, and salt to create a dough ball, which is deep fried. It's then sliced in half, slathered with a spicy pepper sauce and cashew paste, and topped with shrimp. Acarajé was first brought to Brazil centuries ago by African slaves. Today, it's almost exclusively made by women known as baianas, who wear flowing all-white cotton dresses and headscarves. For 60 years, the baianas sold acarajé at the old soccer stadium. So when FIFA told the women they couldn't sell acarajé within a mile of the new World Cup arena on game days, that didn't go over so well. Santos blames the Brazilian government for not standing up to FIFA.
So they left it open for them to do what they wanted, for them to be able to take over Brazil and do whatever they thought should be done.
So the baianas took control. They protested in the streets. Tens of thousands of people signed an online petition. FIFA, which is not known for compromise, eventually backed down. The organization allowed the baianas to sell acarajé in the fan zone outside Salvador Stadium.
We show that as black women, baianas de acarajé, we are strong and that there are other battles we can fight and win as well.
Other World Cup cities in Brazil were emboldened by the victory. In Recife, local leaders got FIFA to allow the sale of their delicacy, a flat pancake called tapioca. Elias Sampaio is an economist and serves on the State Budget Commission. He says the World Cup should showcase more local culture.
I think it will be better than in the situation now, if all of food in the arena would be our food, our drinking. It was very good.
And for Rita Santos, this may be the most important outcome of her fight with FIFA, that future host countries will speak up. She'll be watching to see what happens in Russia at the 2018 World Cup. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Salvador, Brazil.